हम सभी पहले योग में बैठेंगे।
All of us will first sit in yoga।
बाबा का आह्वान करेंगे।
We will invoke Baba।
बाबा हमारे प्यार का रिटर्न देने आ रहा है।
बाबा इज कमिंग टू गिव अस द रिटर्न ऑफ हिज लव।
बाबा का आह्वान करें उससे।
So with lot of love we will invoke Baba।
अंगड़ाई लो प्रभु मिलन। बाबा से मिलन का सुख लेने के लिए,
इन ऑर्डर टू एक्सपीरियंस द वंडरफुल मीटिंग वी नीड टू गो बियॉन्ड साउंड
श्रेष्ठ बना देना है
एंड वी हैव टू मेक अवर सेल्फ इंटरनली मोर एलिवेटेड
होगी
द वे द स्टेज इज
वैसा ही मिलन हो जाए
द वे द मीटिंग विल बी
बाबा चाहे हमारे बीच में आकर केवल बैठे
लेट बाबा ओनली कम एंड सिट इन फ्रंट ऑफ अस
हम सभी को बहुत सुंदर
हिज वाइब्रेशंस विल मेक अस हैव अ वेरी ब्यूटीफुल एक्सपीरियंस
समय बहुत ही सुंदर है
द मोमेंट नाउ इज सो ब्यूटीफुल
9 बजे तक 4 घंटे
फ्रॉम 5 PM टू 9 PM फॉर 4 hours ऑल द ब्रदर्स एंड सिस्टर्स विल
मन को बाबा के
कॉन्सेंट्रेट योर माइंड एंड बी लॉस्ट इन बाबा'स रिमेम्बरेंस
बुद्धि चारों ओर से समेट कर
withdraw your intellect from all ways become yogyukt and sit
ye wo bhi sundar samay hota hai
and this is a very beautiful moment
jab hum yog ke bhi sundar sundar anubhav
when we can have beautiful experiences of yoga
baba ke kitne lakho bacche
since morning
pyar mein usko
baba Hundreds and thousands of children are tying Baba in their love. The love of each one continues to move up above. We have the spiritual chit chat, and it reaches him. And Baba continues to give the response of it. But in order to have a very beautiful experience, I first of all want you to experience.
बहुत simple है.
It's a very simple experience.
और हम सभी के लिए बहुत ही श्रेष्ठ.
And for all of us, it is a very elevated one to be lost in Baba's remembrance. It's a very small thing. Every day we continue to listen. Baba is mine.
मेरा बाबा हम कहते
हैं. We say my Baba.
ये बात केवल कहने की नहीं.
This is not only for saying.
लेकिन वो सचमुच मेरा.
But truly he belongs to me.
अपना पन.
We have to bring that belongingness with him. We have to increase the belongingness with him. What is belongingness? All those who live in the household knows about what is belongingness.
पास के कमरे में रात को 1 बजे रोने लगे.
A child if he starts weeping, in the next room where his mother stays, the mother will definitely come running to the child. It isn't that the mother doesn't come to know that the child is weeping. The mother will open her eye and she will come running to her child. So this is called belongingness. And if the child is crying at home, the mother will not go to him. So there is this difference as what is belongingness. Baba is ours.
Good feeling में चलेंगे.
We will now have a very good feeling.
संकल्प करें बहुत.
We will now create a thought deep from the heart.
हो जिसे सारा संसार ढूंढ रहा है.
The whole world is searching for him.
वो जो प्यार का सागर है.
He is the ocean of love.
वो जो बिगड़ी को बनाने वाला है.
The one who reforms the spoiled.
जो हमें बहुत प्यार करता है.
The one who loves us immensely. He is mine. So everybody will give good feeling to yourself. He is mine.
और हम सभी को ये बहुत अच्छे तरह याद रहे
एंड लेट अस नो एंड अंडरस्टैंड दिस थिंग इन आवर थॉट्स दैट ही हैज कम टू गिव हिज एवरीथिंग टू अस एंड इट इज इन आवर हैंड टू टेक फ्रॉम हिम we will have to take everything from him. Now it is a very beautiful moment. Both after birth we were asking for him. And we were searching for him. We were doing a lot of tapasya only to have the glimpse of him. He himself has come close to us. Even we didn't imagine about it. He belongs to us now and we belong to him. The more we increase this belongingness, the more beautiful experiences one will have in one's life. And this has to be experienced in one's life, and it was in today's blessing. Give away all the burdens of your mind to me. We will give the burdens of the mind to him, the one who is very powerful in taking the burdens of the entire world. He is spreading his arms and asking for the burdens. We have to recognize his power and keep our mind very light, keep our mind empty. Only then Baba will fill everything in the mind. But if we have already filled something in our intellect, then how will Baba fill our intellect? And so today once again, in front of us we have a very beautiful time. Nobody will think whether Baba will come or not, will Baba speak the murli or not. Baba will definitely give drishti, and not only drishti he will give. He will give many things while giving drishti. He can sit up above and he can make us have a very beautiful experience, and therefore without thinking anything we have to keep our mind and intellect peaceful and experience this beautiful meeting.
आपके पीछे वालों को तकलीफ हो रही है इसलिए बैठ जाओ। चलें सभी बिल्कुल स्वयं को देह से न्यारा अनुभव करें।
Now we will experience ourselves to be completely detached from this body.
Prakruti ki
I the soul I am residing or sitting in the center of the hut, the forehead. For a few moments, experience as if this body isn't there. Only I, the incorporeal soul, am there. Powerful. I am filled with godly powers. The rays of powers are being spread from me on all the four sides. Now we will have a beautiful experience from the Supreme Abode, Shiv Baba, the Almighty Authority, is attracting I, the soul, towards Him. And I, being attracted, am flying up above. I'm going to my home, to my Supreme Beloved. I reached Him, very close to Him. I am combined with Him. His complete powers are being merged in me. We will fill power within ourselves, and I, the soul, have now come back, and I am residing now in the center of the forehead. We will now move towards the beautiful thinking. In the world, there is the increase of challenges. The circumstances are also increasing day by day. For many, to live a very happy life has become difficult. Baba has given us a very beautiful right. Make me as your companion. Everyone, while realizing this thing, will bring this in your experiences. Be in this remembrance that Almighty Authority with a thousand arms is with me. He is my companion. Only He being with me is enough. There is a dialogue between Arjuna and Shri Krishna. Duryodhana asked for the army. Arjun said, "I want you," for Shri Krishna. And when Shri Krishna asked, "I don't battle, so why are you taking me or calling me? You can take an army." And there was a very beautiful answer. He said, "There is no need for you to war. You just become my companion." Because he knew where God will be the companion, there is nothing difficult. He not only becomes our companion, but He will be the companion with all powers. His blessings will also be with us. And therefore, make Him as your companion. Make Him as your God friend. He is our true friend. Old and new, everyone can realize very well. At this time, He, at the present time, is giving His complete cooperation to us. On the path of devotion, we used to remember Him, call out to Him, and we used to think whether He will listen to me or not, whether He exists or not. But now we should have more faith that He is mine and He is for me. He is ready to give His cooperation all the time. So we have to take the benefit of this beautiful moment. Sometimes we have to give our hand in His hand, and sometimes place His hand on our head, and sometimes go to Him, to the Supreme Abode, and sometimes call Him down here. So in this way, you will have a very beautiful experiences in your life. At least once in a day, should attain a beautiful experience of meeting Baba. You have to take His complete drishti, experience His hand of blessings on your head, have this very good feeling. So for that, we now have to practice and instantly realize that I am not here, I am in the subtle world beyond the sky. Feel I am in the subtle world beyond the sky. There is white light everywhere. This is the world of angels. And look, Baba, in front of you all. Brahma Baba is standing. From His every organs, a very bright light is being spread everywhere. Shiv Baba, the Son of Knowledge, is sparkling in the center of the forehead, and those rays are falling on me directly. Baba is giving drishti. Baba has placed His hand of blessings on my head. Will have a very beautiful feeling. His hand is being placed on my head, and a very beautiful experience I have. Baba applied a tilak on my forehead and gave me the blessing, child, may you be ever happy. And I took this blessing and came down. We have to make Baba as our companion in every action, in every situation, in every circumstances, and in different role in doing service. For example, you're going to give speeches anywhere, just have this thought, the Son of Knowledge, Baba is with me. And just see how there will be a beautiful flow of knowledge. If there are any circumstances anywhere, just remember, the Almighty Authority with thousand arms is with me. The circumstances will go away. Many a times we have heard from Baba's Murli. Baba directly uses the word, when Maya sees that with this one is the Almighty Authority, it doesn't have that courage to come in front of you. Not only is the faith, but being the embodiment of knowledge should very well know that if we create this thought that Baba is with me, then He will be with me. And this is not imagination, this is true. Many have different and beautiful experiences. As soon as we invoke Baba, Baba comes to us and He helps in such a way that even big doctors and surgeons are shocked as how it happened. A small example I would keep in front of all of you. Some 3 months before, somebody came to me. He said he wanted to share a very beautiful experience. He said doctors at night checked up everything and they said only 4 hours you will remain, you will be alive. Not 4 days, only 4 hours. And the doctor said, is there anyone who belongs to you? Shall I call him? And he said, I have God with me. So the doctor also thought there is no other way to save him. So at that time that person invoked Baba and he said, Baba, I want your help because I want to live more. I want to do service. I want to enjoy this confluence age. Early morning the doctor came, whether he is dead or not, but he is still alive. He is very well alive. He is living. So we have to recognize Baba. Now one who gives his togetherness is, who is that one? Who is saying that you have to surrender all your burdens to me, all your confusions, all your circumstances to me, and you remain carefree emperor? Who is telling this? Just think. He is not only telling this to make our heart happy. He wants to fill us with all powers. And therefore, we have to recognize Baba's powers. Have complete faith on Him. And then surrender ourselves to Him.
Thank you.
एक सुंदर बात सभी के रोज के जीवन के लिए, फिर हम बाबा का
वेरी ब्यूटीफुल थिंग विच ऑल ऑफ यू हैव टू एक्सपीरियंस इन योर लाइफ
है, और युद्ध क्षेत्र भी है.
सो दिस इज अ बैटल फील्ड,
सभी ब्रह्मावत
अ प्ले
युद्ध है माया,
एंड वी ऑल ब्राह्मिन चिल्ड्रन हैव अवर बैटल विथ माया.
जीवन में आने वाली विघ्न और
There are many challenges in life which come, many obstacles, many obstructions, and we have a lot of struggle with them too. From the day Baba has created this yagya, Baba also said that Baba is creating this yagya, and many used to ask, why don't Baba destroy the obstacles when Baba is Almighty Authority? Can he do it? But he wants us to make powerful, and he wants us to make more powerful so that we can conquer the obstacles. It is only through struggle a human being becomes powerful. We have to participate in this battle in human life, or we have to run away. So which is better? Running away from problems is cowardice. So we shouldn't run away from problems, but we have to struggle ourselves. We have to experience Baba's blessings with us. Baba's power is working within us, and he also has made us more powerful. We are having lot of weapons with us. We have to participate, we have to gain victory, and we will become more powerful. For instance, if you are going somewhere and the dogs, they bark. And if you also run away, even the dog will run behind you. And if you stand there, and you can see, within 5 seconds, the dog itself will run away. So in front of the circumstances, in front of situations, we have to be the Master Almighty Authority. We don't have to run away being scared. Otherwise, we become weak. The circumstances and situations will become more powerful. We will become afraid of. Our tensions will increase. And therefore, Baba has given us a very beautiful knowledge. And therefore, we have to participate in the situations, but we shouldn't run away from the situations. So now we will invoke Baba. With lot of love, we will invoke him. Take your intellect to your home, the supreme abode. The Almighty Authority, Baba, His infinite rays of power is being spread in the Supreme Abode. With extreme love, we invite him, O God friend, the ocean of love, my true friend, we, your lovely children, are invoking you. We are waiting for your meeting. You leave your abode and come to us. Hearing our invitation, the Almighty Authority, the Son of Knowledge, descends. He came to the subtle world in the subtle body of Father Brahma. He entered both are coming down the divine angels, bright angels via the sky are coming down. Have come down in front of us. Shake hand with Baba. Feel from his hand the powerful rays of powers are being absorbed in me.
Baba drishti de rahe.
Baba is giving drishti. Baba placed his thousand arms on my head. And said, my child, you're not alone. I with thousand arms am with you.
Mastak par tilak lagaya.
Applied a tilak on the forehead.
Aur vardaan diya.
And gave the blessing.
Shreshth yogi bhav.
May you be elevated yogi. And while giving drishti, Baba went back to his supreme abode. Even today, Baba will give a lot of drishti to us, and the magic of this drishti, I can see many old ones sitting here, the brothers and sisters. When we used to sit very close to Baba, completely in front of Baba, very close to Baba, many had wonderful experiences of Baba's miracles. And today I would like to tell everyone, you all are sitting in this gathering, no matter where you are sitting, but you will all feel Baba's drishti and you will take benefit from it. This drishti will make free from obstacles in your lives. and this drishti will free you from all illnesses, and this drishti will concentrate the stumbling mind. Many years before, a sister was mentally disturbed. She was sitting in front of Baba, and as soon as Baba's drishti fell on her, her mental disturbance was vanished. So this drishti can give you all the blessings, and even the problems which you are facing may go away. Can make someone wiseless, can be filled with power. The weaknesses will be destroyed because it is the drishti of the Almighty Authority, and through His drishti the vibrations are spread. And today Baba will give drishti, and it is the part of Baba giving drishti today. So every day we listen to Baba's version, and today especially Baba will give blessings and drishti wherever you may be sitting. Sit with your third eye opened. Our third eye is intellect. We can experience that Almighty Authority, the Father, is sitting in front of us. First, Dadi used to go in trance, but now, within no time, as soon as Dadi sits here, Baba comes in her body.
मस्तक में महा ज्योति पर सभी अपनी बुद्धि को एकाग्र करेंगे.
एवरी वन ऑफ यू विल कॉन्सेंट्रेट योर माइंड एंड इंटेलेक्ट योर आईज ऑन द ऑलमाइटी अथॉरिटी इन द सेंटर ऑफ द फोरहेड ऑफ दादी.
आप अपने को बिल्कुल अकेला कर देना.
एंड व्हाइल सिटिंग हियर यू हैव टू कंप्लीटली मेक योर सेल्फ अलोन. 20,000 members are sitting in this gathering, but still you have to feel that you are sitting alone and you are sitting in front of Shiv Baba, and a very beautiful meeting is taking place. You will continue to talk to him, and there will be very loveful drishti. And when Baba sits here, Baba sees, my great souls have come. So it was in today's Murli. Baba said, I have come to give you the fruit of devotion of many births. So Baba will give very loveful drishti everywhere, and with that drishti everybody will have beautiful loving experiences, and it will be as if they have received the fruit of devotion of many births.
हम सभी को अपनी दृष्टि से
15-20 मिनट्स बाबा विल डेफिनेटली गिव अस दृष्टि एंड सैटिस्फाई अस. एंड सो वी हैव टू थिंक दैट सुप्रीम सद्गुरु योगेश्वर हिमसेल्फ इज सिटिंग एंड कंडक्टिंग योगा. Different kinds of vibrations will first spread in this hall and will spread everywhere else. Wherever the children will be remembering him, wherever the connection is forged, the vibrations will definitely reach there. So we will have a very beautiful experience of the drishti. Now we will go to the subtle world and take full benefit of taking drishti from Baba. I am in the subtle world beyond the sky. There is a white light everywhere. This is the world of angels.
सामने बाप दादा
Bab Dada is in front of me with his divine form. With very attractive form, the treasure store of purity, the treasure store of all powers. The great light is shining in the center of the forehead. Baba is giving drishti. From his two eyes, the rays of purity and the rays of powers are being radiated towards me. And while taking drishti, I the soul left the subtle body and flied towards the supreme abode, and I am sitting with the ocean of purity. Realize his power of purity is being absorbed in me, and all the dirty viciousness is being destroyed. I, the soul, am taking pure vibrations from Baba and becoming voiceless and incorporeal. By attaining Baba's pure vibrations, I, the soul, have come back to my body. On this elevated moment, we all have got this beautiful opportunity. And that is,
अपनी किसी भी कमजोरी को बाबा पर
to give any of our weaknesses to Baba. And this is the time, because at this time Baba is content with everyone. Baba comes to give you. I had earlier told you, he not only comes to give you drishti, but he is coming to give you everything. We have to give our weaknesses to him. Now, at this time, when Baba's drishti will be spread in this hall, with a true mind, will create a beautiful thought that from today, my life will be liberated from anger. The one who hasn't now maintaining purity, they will give vow to Baba that I will definitely become pure and spread the vibrations of purity in the entire world. create a thought in your mind, from today I will never become tense, I will never become sorrowful. All my tension, all my confusions, I surrender to Baba. And I take beautiful thoughts from Him. So today it is the golden opportunity that we will have in front of us. And whatever we will give Him, that will all be gone or liberated from us. Only thing we have to do is, every day in the evening, the same time, or if we are busy at this time, every day in the morning, we have to repeat this thought in our mind, that this weakness is, this old sanskar, I am surrendering to Baba. I know I shouldn't take it back from Baba. And lastly, one beautiful thing, it is very dangerous to the world. The mental illness is being increased in the world outside. And so, it is the supreme duty of we Brahmin children that we have to make ourselves so powerful. We have to fill ourselves with godly treasures so that we can give vibrations to others and liberate them from mental illnesses. There may be many doctors who are sitting here in the gathering. They all know there is no precaution for mental illness. So I am speaking this in this big gathering because no psychiatrist, in no education, they have this knowledge that this at this time the vices are being emerging in everyone. So now it is such a time, the vices and the vicious activities are being emerged from within. And it is affecting the brain. The brain is becoming weak. And therefore it will not be cured through any medicine. In order to save oneself, there are two inculcations. Oneself have to keep oneself very light. We always have the sanskar of keeping burdens in our mind. We have to remain light, and secondly, we have to learn to remain happy. The greatest medicine or tonic for the mind at this time will be happiness. Every day we have to remember about Baba's meeting, and we will remain ever happy. And Baba also wishes this, we also wish this. And few great souls will emerge among Baba's children, elevated yogis, the merciful one, the one who will give vibrations to the world and can liberate them from mental illness. And therefore great souls are needed. Pay attention. This world service will come in front of us with fast speed. So within these 5 years, the mental illnesses have increased 5 times more. And now, in the coming 5 years, this mental illnesses will increase 5 times more. So the power of peace, the power of love, the power of happiness, we will have to give solution to other souls and create a thought that there should be no negativity in our life. We should not remain negative because we have to give power to the world. We have to give vibrations to the world and we have to get them rid of all illnesses. So those who are merciful, today you will all be present in a form of being merciful You will all sit in a very beautiful stage, and 5 minutes you will all practice. Now we will dedicate this yoga to Dadi. Dadi is a very great soul. I have seen her from last 60 years, who like Dadichi Rishi served her bones. And she made hundreds and thousands of people to meet God. And so this yoga will be dedicated to Dadi. Om Shanti.